On today's KHSU Magazine, we're talking with Jim Steinberg from Humboldt Mediation Services. Humboldt Mediation Services is a nonprofit organization of trained volunteer community mediators and provides conflict resolution services for all kinds of disputes. Jim, thank you so much for being on the KHSU Magazine today.
My pleasure to be here. Thanks for inviting us.
Oh, thanks. Let's just jump right into it. What kind of cases does Humboldt Mediation Services handle?
Well, I'll tell you that our most common case has to do with a couple who is either divorcing or separating, and they are dealing with such things as the custody of their children, determining who will have custody, what kind of parenting plan they will have, how they will share time, how they will provide a good environment in both homes for their children, and also sometimes how to deal with issues of dividing property. But that's our biggest case type, family matters. We also deal with neighborhood disputes, and we sometimes deal with workplace disputes. Those are our three largest categories, and the largest one being family disputes, couples in the act of separating.
Right. Well, and we would traditionally think of couples in the act of separating having to go through lawyers and pay attorney fees to work through splitting up their property and dealing with custody. Couples, are they foregoing the hiring attorneys to work it out for them and working with you all to work out those same issues that normally we would think would go through an attorney?
Yeah, you got that exactly right. They are people who don't want to go to attorneys because, well, there's a couple of reasons. Attorneys can be more costly than we are because we operate on a sliding scale so that we can help people who can't afford attorneys. But more than that, they are people who regard the court system as an adversary system in which they're going to be represented aggressively or assertively by an attorney against another attorney, and that they're turning the decision over what is in the best interest of their children to the court, ultimately to be decided by a judge. Now, very often when a case is before a court, it won't end up in a hearing because the attorneys will negotiate it. But attorneys do things as two people representing the parties, whereas what we do is not represent either side, but sit with them. And with the processes that we've used over the last 30 or 35 years, help them come up with their own agreement. We become essentially the process people who remain neutral about what the agreement should be, but help them come up with what they think is the best custody arrangement for their children or the best way to resolve a neighborhood or workplace dispute.
Well, Jim, I read through your guidelines, and it does sound like your process is very holistic and you're getting to know the people in advance and really trying to help them come to an agreement together that they feel comfortable with and that they're in a safe space. Can you tell us about how the process works and who these mediators are?
Okay, those are two great questions. I'll answer the second one first. We train our own mediators. We have a cadre of a half a dozen or so mediators who have been mediating for years and training for years, for a few of them as long as 30 years, and they are marvelous trainers. And so a couple of times a year, we will put on training workshops for as many as 15 people, sometimes a little bit less than that. It's about 30 hours of training that actually puts them in role-playing situations and practicing and then getting advice and help from the trainers. Then we put them through a kind of mentoring process with our more experienced mediators. And then we work in a panel of three, and we call it a panel of a community mediation, so that our Peggy Pryor, our office manager, will select three and assign them to a case. One of them will be the lead mediator, and that person will arrange to meet first each of the parties separately. It's called case development. And during that time, we get to know the parties. They get to know us, learn, trust us. They get to learn what our process is, and we get to listen to everything that they have to say that can help us understand their situation from their point of view. So we've done that separately with each party, and that usually takes an hour with each of them, sometimes longer. Then we get together with them together for the first mediated session, which can last as long as 3 hours. And at that point, we give them each a chance to tell the other what they're concerned about and what they'd like to resolve. And from there, we create an agenda of issues that we kind of recycle. Actually, we like to not call them issues so much as concerns. Issues we kind of regard as adversarial language. And we're into a process that we would call more collaborative or cooperative. And we recycle through those concerns till we have kind of massaged them into agreement. And at that point, and it usually takes more than one session, we help them write up what it is that they think they've agreed to. We make sure we've gotten it right. And that's pretty much what we do. Once they tell us that we've gotten it right, they have an agreement. If it's about children in custody, they can take it to court and have it be enforceable. And it's intended to be a non-adversarial, peaceful process in which we get them talking to each other in ways that are more likely to be heard, recognizing each other, and avoiding as much as we can a conflicting conversation and more of a collaborative and peaceful conversation.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be a really healing process for people have been struggling with communicating with each other for a while. Do you ever see those types of situations where people really find a way to appreciate each other again after going through this process?
You know, when it involves children, having that as a goal is really critical. Sometimes we get there. Sometimes we get to a place where the couple, or if it's employees, the employees, will really recognize each other in ways that they haven't before. And it's as if they're replacing an old story, the story that each of them has that will be different one from the other, but the stories they have that they believe are responsible for getting them into conflict, and replacing those stories with a new one in which there's less room for conflict. Sometimes we see that, and it's very rewarding, particularly when it involves children who are going to be co-parented for quite a long time. But sometimes we don't get all the way there. Sometimes parties will never quite reach that spot, that sweet spot, that really lovely spot, but they will get a working agreement that they can move forward with. Needless to say, the first example is the one that is most satisfying to us and also for them.
Well, I mean, that's a great place to be working from, and I would think that would feel really good for people to have you working on their behalf with that mindset of people actually having a better understanding of each other in the situation. But we're running out of time, Jim. I just want to ask you quickly, so you're all volunteers. How is Humboldt Mediation Services funded then?
A couple of ways. Our primary funding comes from the county. There is in the state something called the Alternative Dispute Resolution Fund, and each county has it set up separately through its district court system. So when anybody files a civil lawsuit in Humboldt County, there's a small add-on fee that is attached to the cost of that petition that's being filed in court. And that is in Humboldt County turned over to us. That is our basic funding from the county. It comes through the collection of court filing fees. To that, we add whatever we can gain in two sources. One, the training, which provides us with some income. And two, all manner of fundraisers that we like to do. Like, we've got a fundraiser going right away that we want you to know about. And that will be this Saturday night, starting at 8 o'clock. That's July 22nd. We get the night's draw, or a portion of it, at the North Coast Repertory Theater, where we'll be seeing the live performance of The Liar. And that is one of our principal fundraisers. NCRT does that for us once a year. So we hope that lots of people will show up to that, because that money, or a portion of it, comes to Humble Mediation Services so that we can provide this service to the public.
Well, thank you so much, Jim Steinberg of Humboldt Mediation Services. We appreciate what you do and wish you the best of luck with your fundraiser this Saturday at North Coast Repertory Theater.
Thank you so much.